Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, shares why you might be getting yellow leaves on houseplants. Learn how to fix those yellowing leaves, what might be lacking, and if you should remove those yellow leaves from the plant. A thought as we charge through the new year. Gardening helps us reconnect with the earth and ourselves. Personal growth is easier if we grow plants. We accomplish new growth when blessed with health, ambition, wits, and persistence. Each we possess is a gift. It's at the root of why trees have universal appeal and gives comfort to just about everybody, no matter their age, the language we speak, or the country we live. Plants are important. Yellow leaves on your houseplants are concerning, caused by several conditions. Sometimes the cause is apparent, so you can diagnose and fix it immediately. There are other times when the problem is mysterious. In these cases, you'll need to change one thing at a time until you see improvement in your plant. Growing plants is always a matter of patience. Do your best to eliminate these common reasons for yellowing leaves, then wait to see what happens. Even after you correct the problem, it's still likely the yellow leaves will drop. As your plant's health improves, new leaves will grow once again. Moisture stress. Over and under water is the number one problem when a plant's leaves turn yellow. Only water plants as much as the plant needs. Easy to say, right? A good moisture meter takes a lot of this guesswork out and is a must for serious gardeners. Plants not receiving enough water drop leaves to prevent transpiration, so they conserve water. The leaves typically turn yellow before falling. If your soil is dry and this is happening, deeply soak the plant on a regular schedule. Too much water can be just as damaging. When the soil doesn't drain well, the soil is waterlogged, and roots drown. Without oxygen, roots start to die, causing leaves to turn yellow and drop. Normal aging. As plants age, the lower leaves turn yellow and drop off naturally. This is simply a regular part of their growth. In this case, don't worry. If the plant becomes too leggy, consider trimming the main stem to promote new growth and business. Cold draft. Tropical plants do not like to be cold. Cold drafts cause the leaves to turn yellow and drop. Short periods of exposure to intense cold are even worse, causing outright browning on the foliage or pale, transparent spots to appear between the veins. If your plant is near an air conditioner vent in summer or a drafty window in winter, move it to a less frenzied spot. Keep an eye on it to see if the yellow leaves spread further. It is a good idea to mist houseplants overwintering with you to increase their humidity. Lack of light. Plants that receive too little light yellow on their lower leaves before dropping. This is especially true after the short days of winter. If this is your issue, there is a clue. Houseplants showing signs of light stress are typically yellow on the side away from the light source. The leaves near the window take all the light and then starves the leaves on the opposite side. Move your plant to a sunnier location and see how it fares. Your plants might need supplemental full-spectrum daylight bulbs until spring days become longer. Nutrient deficiency. Leaves turn yellow if a plant does not receive its required nutrients. This can be caused by too much calcium in the water if you're using hard/alkaline water or by a nitrogen deficiency. Symptom: the plant's top leaves are yellow first. An unusual yellow pattern occurs. The veins may remain dark while the tissue between fades and turns yellow. Pickier plants like orchids need different foods than others. The nutrients required vary based on the species. Pick a well-balanced houseplant food and use it regularly. My favorite is Waters Root and Grow, used at half strength every time a plant is watered. You will be amazed at the results. Viral infection. Yellow is often accompanied by deformed leaves, stems, and discolored flowers. Look for blotchy spots that spread yellow patches through the leaves. Pinch infected leaves and stems from the plant right away. Spray the entire plant with Waters Copper fungicide. If the yellow leaves continue, discard the plant. This is dangerous and can kill your plant. Viral plant infections cannot be cured and can infect all susceptible plants nearby. While it may be painful if it is a favorite, discard any plants you suspect are infected. Wash and sterilize any pruning tools or pots before using them on other plants. Waters goes deep into growing better. Check out this spring's entire class selection offered every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. January 14th, happy healthy houseplants with professional style. We believe plants make people happier, and not just outside, but inside, too. Houseplants brighten our lives and clean the air we breathe, but not all are created equal when grown in an arid climate. You'll learn the top plants grown indoors and how to care for them. learn best practices for watering, light placement, and how to treat and prevent pests and problems. Learn more. January 21st, top local landscapes with flair. Any garden can pop with flares of color with the right plants. We'll cover the best local companion plants, flowers, evergreens, and more for maximum seasonal color, and the right places to place them for gardening success. Attendees will hear how our consultants help gardeners design new life for neglected, tired, or just blank slate landscapes. Bring a pencil and paper for notes and questions for our experts after this class. Learn more. January 28th, why January is the month to plant wildflowers. Ready, set, grow. Late winter is the ideal window to start wildflower seeds outdoors, but you can't just chuck them in the landscape and expect success. We share all the local tips that ensure these bloomers blossom beautifully. You'll know the best seeds, soils, food, and techniques that bring on the color this spring. Learn more. Until the next issue, I'll be helping locals grow better houseplants here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com. Advertise your deals with Talking Glass Media, Delios. Learn more.